Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Presidential candidate Mitt Romney wants to increase taxes on wind companies steeply enough so that it would be a major league job killer, reports Carl Pope at the Huffington Post. Romney explained that he wanted to create a level playing field on which all sources of energy can compete on their merits. But when asked earlier about eliminating unnecessary government subsidies for the already very profitable fossil fuel industry, including money that flows to Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, Romney was opposed. These positions indicate that he supports discouraging clean energy in favor of the prospering fossil fuel industry, the combustion of whose products, however, are responsible for destructive climate change and debilitating air pollution for millions of Americans. Furthermore, the fossil fuel industry creates far fewer jobs than the burgeoning clean energy industry. Romney advertises his anti-wind position in Iowa, where wind generates a fifth of the state's electricity, employing 7,000 workers, and where a majority of independent voters would likely vote against someone wanting to raise taxes on the wind industry. It begs the question, does Romney really have a wise energy vision for the U.S.? For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.